Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo.
Whoop. Wolfpack in the house. He's Lone Wolf. I'm Big Bad Wolf. Special guest again. We got X Factor in the building. What's going on, X?
What up?
Lone Wolf, how y'all doing?
Good.
Y'all doing all right?
Yes, sir.
We back again, guys, giving y'all this real shit. Hit us up real quick, facebook.com. Hit that like. Add a comment if you're trying to get on the show. 713-955-0733. Also twitter.com wolfpack_TV, Instagram wolfpack_TV, our SoundCloud, hit us up on that. You know, today, guys, we're just gonna talk about the fine print issues of things. Also, you know, relationships at the workplace, dealing with hostility, you know, people being fake and all that stuff. We're going to tell you guys how to deal with it. And, yes, we have encountered problems like that.
Many.
X, thank you very much for coming on the show again. You're going to go ahead and, you know, let's get into your situations. I know we had talked briefly about what was going on, you know, back a month ago. So go ahead and you know, tell them about your situation and how you handle it, and then, you know, then we'll go from there.
All right. So, yeah, of course, I got a job like everyone else. You're in a truck, and, you know, you deliver appliances, basically. I mean, you, like, hook them up and stuff. And basically, you're working with a singular person all day. It's just you and this one person together going into people's houses and, you know, hooking up their washers, dryers, fridges, et cetera. And naturally, you know, you're seeing this person every day, you're working with them every day, you know, you become close and, you know, you laugh about shit, you joke about shit, you, you know, I guess you confide in one another or whatever, tell each other, you know, like what's going on in your lives and shit, and you develop like a relationship, you know, like friends and shit like that. But it's weird though, because it's still work, but at the same time, it feels like a real friendship. And the thing is, the line becomes misconstrued, I guess, with people like me, because when I'm genuine, I'm really genuine. Like, I don't, you know, separate work from real life friends, you know what I mean? It's kind of the same thing. Like, but it blew me away that apparently that these same people that I was, you know, working with and, you know, I thought I were like having a good laugh with all the time were actually complaining about me, like the way that I would work or whatever. They were complaining, saying that I was controlling, or, you know, I was a big personality, or I wouldn't listen to them, or, you know, I was like this asshole. But it was funny how they went to the manager and told them all these things instead of telling me all these things. When we see each other every day, we, you know, work every day, we, you know, like I said, joke around, you know, laugh all fucking day long, like, you know, it's all good in the hood. But, you know, lo and behold, they're, you know, behind my back kind of going to the manager saying, oh, he's doing this, this, and this, and I don't like this, instead of coming to me and saying, yo, man, you know, we're pretty cool, we're tight, like, I just don't like it when you do blah, 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 it makes me uncomfortable, you know, yada, yada, yada. And it's just, and that's like super fine print that you just got to watch out for. And that's just something that I've encountered. That's just part one of the story, and I don't want to hold up all the time, but yeah.
No, you good, bro. You the guest. I told you, bro, you're gonna have the floor. You know, that's what we do, man, on Wolfpack TV. If there's a guest, they're going to have the floor. So, yeah, man, that fine print, these fine print situations, guys, I know we've all encountered the fine print situations. You know, and what tripped me out about that story that you had, when you had told me, I was like, man, the people that laugh, you would think that they wouldn't go and tell, but the people that laugh, are the
exactly.
ones who go and tell. That makes
exactly.
no motherfucking sense at all.
And it,
you know what I'm saying?
Because these are the same people that, like, they would tell me their secrets and shit. Like, they would trust
right.
me. But then
right.
it's like, you go and stab me in the back and, you know, go and tell the manager, oh, I don't like it because he does this, this, and this. Like, I don't like him. It's like, well, but then why are you fucking confiding in me then if you don't like to be around me? Like, why are you joking with me if you don't like to be, you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me because I guess I'm not wired that way. I'm genuine all the way. Like, if I don't like you, you're going to know it. I'm going to tell you straight up, like, yo, I don't like you. Or I'm not just not going to be around you. You know what I mean? And if I like you, you're going to know it because I'm going to joke around with you. I'm going to, you know, tell you shit, you know what I mean, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Yeah. And, you know, those are really major issues, guys, in the workplace. You know, how you handle that situation is, I mean, me, the only thing I can tell you guys from experience, you know, I just don't really, when it comes to shit like that, I just know how people are. I've been in this world for a long time to read people and to know what's going on, who's fake and who's not. I just don't really deal with guys, people like that. So, you know, if you guys ever encounter Wolf Nation, if I ever encounter situations like that, you know, I wouldn't even mess with them, you know, joking around. You just never know. Folks can take offense to any little thing these days, you know.
And just never say anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like it's ridiculous. Instead of coming to you like a grown person, they rather, you know,
exactly.
like I've been saying, you know what I'm saying, all last year, like people love controversy. They love that shit.
But they hate confrontation.
You know, yeah, they love controversy, but they hate confrontation, exactly. And then they fake like they're your friend, but then they turn around and stab you behind the back, talk shit behind your back. You know what I'm saying? Same thing that me and Lone Wolf had talked about in fraud friendships. Same exact thing, but this time it's at the workplace. And then that's when, then you know, you're compromising yourself because it's like, you know, you're trying to be a better person and make
exactly.
friends and stuff like that and give people the benefit of the doubt. And then you end up getting disappointed at the end.
Yeah,
so I just rather save all that shit to just not even, you know what, I'm just going to do. You go about your business, I go about mine, and, you know, that's it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, but that was a question though that I had to ask myself. I was like, well, am I gonna let their actions change who I am as a person? Like, meaning,
right.
like just because they, you know, they took my, you know, me being genuine and real with them and kind of used it for their own purpose or, you know, backstabbed it or whatever you want to call it. Am I gonna change my ways and be like, well, fuck everybody then. I'm just gonna be an asshole and fuck you. You know what I mean? I'm like, no,
yeah.
I'm not going to let that deter me from who I am. Like, I know, well, you know, what God made me to be and who I'm supposed to be, and I'm not going to let, you know, people like that just deter me from being who I am. Like, if I get shitted on, cool, I get shitted on, but that's not going to stop me from being true to who I am, so.
Right. I mean, that's a everyday battle, compromising
every
yourself.
Every day,
you know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To, you know, to dumb it down to pretty much they – you know, they pitiful ass lives, you know what I'm saying? People want to just see you down, man. That's just, they get a thrill out of that shit. And then, you know, when you don't want to mess with them and you're trying to ignore them, then, you know, that's a problem too, because you're supposed to actually communicate with your coworkers. So, you know, I don't want to interact with you. I don't want to go out to the bar. I don't want to go drink with you. I don't want to hang out with you because you fake. Period. That simple. You know what I'm saying? So, Lone Wolf, did you want to share anything about your past experiences, the fine print issues?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, when you're dealing with people that's not giving you 100%, 80%, 75%, these are the type of results you're going to get, you know what I'm saying? Because they're going to show you enough to try to convince you that they're in your corner. But at the end of the day, you know, when you pass them the ball to you know, for the give and go for the layup, they miss the layup. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, well, you know, okay. So, you know, that was kind of a waste of time. So, you know, you're dealing with that, and then it's fine print shit. You know, it's real people. You know, we call it that because, you know, it seems like you could get up to a certain point but just can't finish. And, you know, it happens for different reasons, your friendships, relationships at work,
right?
You know, all that different type of stuff. You know, I even got a situation going on, I know, at my job where, you know, it's kind of a thing where the manager and an employee is going at it, and, you know, one's white, one's black. And so, you know, the race card is kind of getting thrown in there. But then it's kind of like if you read between the lines, the fine print shit, it's just kind of like, you know, partly this nigga's bullshitting, you know, maybe there is a little tension there, but, you know, if anything, it's because you're not handling this shit properly, you know what I'm saying, and doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I'm not really trying to take no sides on the shit. I'm not really trying to be in the middle of it either. But, you know, it definitely, you know, caused a real thing you can, you know, with something going on. So, you know, this fine print shit, you know, it's really reading between the lines with everything, and, you know, like not accepting, you know, it's okay, like, you know, it's cool. No, it's not cool. It can't, you know, it's really not. You know, you have to take shit at the door every single time, all the time. That's really what this Wolfpack TV shit is all about at the end of the day.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's where it started from, because niggas got tired of you know, being okay and, like, you know, cool with shit. And he's like, you know, no, you know what? Every single time we see y'all niggas, y'all take your shoes off when y'all come in my house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's you know, we're done playing games, so not to take up too much of the time, but, yeah, man, like, you know, that fine print shit is something else, man, something else.
It really is, man, and that's what society has turned into, you know, with the relationships, fine print, baby mamas. You know, Lone Wolf and I have been dealing with that, and we're going to continue to deal with that fine pressure with the baby mamas. You know, hostility just at the workplace. I mean, yeah, there's no way you can get around that shit unless you come be CEO of your own company. You're just going to continue to deal with people, regardless if they're ignorant or not. That's just life. That's just society. Society is built like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's also a test to see how you deal with controversy and, you know, hostility. If you're strong mentally, you know, it's a test. But, I mean, sometimes I ask myself, what is the test for? I mean, I can be going through hostility for the past 2 or 3 months, and I'm trying to figure out what kind of sign are you – what are you trying to show me? Because I don't see it. I still don't – I don't get it. Like, show me something. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Something. So, I remember we had talked about, you know, some other stuff that was going on. You don't have to mention any names, but the fine print on just people that come into your life and, you know, say they have your back and then they just disappear out of nowhere, or, you know, they have you around to just try to use you. We had talked about this in For Our Friendship last year in the Halloween Havoc episode. You know, I understand that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people that try to be in your corner, you know what I'm saying, that you've heard, you know, meet, and, you know, you want to be a better person, you want to be friendly, you know, you want to be more outgoing, but, you know what I'm saying.
Can't let everybody in.
Yeah, and try to let everybody in, but obviously that doesn't work. You know, it's just society is just really, 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 you know, terrible when it comes to that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying?
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Fucked up. But my thing is, I try to take everything with a grain of salt and try to take it in, like, to make it better for myself, to be like, all right, well, how can I evolve? Like, how can I absorb this information and, you know, better myself and therefore, like, better people around me and therefore bettering, like, the world, you know what I mean? And that's what I was saying earlier, like, don't let, you know, these people that, you know, do that fine print bullshit, like, deter you from being who you are as a person. Like, don't let that, get you, it'll get you discouraged, but don't let that, you know, deviate you from being who you are as a person and being like, all right, well, then fuck it, I'm just going to be just like them since that's what everyone else is doing, you know what I mean? And it goes into the same thing with, you know, these friends and shit, like, you get stabbed in the back with friends or people that say, like, oh, yeah, I'm down for you, or, oh, yeah, you're my brother, but then, like, they lie to you, like, in your face, and you know they're lying, and you just don't say anything, you just keep quiet because you know what's happening, but you just want to keep, you know, you want to keep face just to keep the peace. But, I mean, because sometimes it's just not worth it, you know what I mean? Just, like, calling people out and confronting them. That's what I've learned, especially, like, with this job and, like, the fine print shit that we were talking about earlier. Like, it's not always beneficial for me to just be like, well, why don't you say blah, blah, blah? That's how you were feeling, you know what I mean? Because not everyone's like me. Not everyone's confrontational. Not everyone's genuine. Not everyone's, you know, a real person, I guess. And I hate to use that term, but it's true. Like, not everyone's real, so you kind of have to adapt and go with the flow with everyone else because otherwise you'll have a hard time in this life. But you should still be true to who you are. That's my end goal.
Yeah, and you know, that's a good goal to have to set also. You know, Wolf Nation, you know, if you guys have any kind of – I mean, it helps if we get, you know, 4 or 5 people to call in the show. Let us know how you feel about the fine print stuff. I'm pretty sure everybody deals with that stuff on a day-to-day basis. You know, I know we are not the only people that's dealing with that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't be afraid to call your show. Let your voice be heard.
You got to really be on top of that fine print stuff, you know, even in your business. You know, I know I'm dealing with it personally, you know, in my child support case, you know, is, you know, not paying attention to fine print, you know, will definitely cost you and it hits your pockets. You know what I mean? So you really got to, you know, some things that, you know, we as young brothers might be, you know, concerned about or may not want to deal with, you actually are better off dealing with, you know what I'm saying? So you can, you know, at least try to maintain your situation, you know, to keep from being locked up or whatever else, you know, keeping heat off your back. You know, so, you know, whether that be with your baby mama, the police, or whatever other situation you got going on, family member, you know what I mean? But yeah, that, you know, it's so important, man, just to pay attention, you know, to that fine print and, you know, and just acting on that.
Definitely. My question is to you guys, I mean, why do people that say they have a bag that we've been knowing for a long time, why do they, first of all, lie and say that they have our bag, knowing damn well that they only want to hang with us for, like, you know, their selfish reason? Go ahead.
It's like this, right, man? It's like, you know, like I said at the beginning, they're only giving you 75%, 80%. They might even give you 90%.
Right.
They might even give you 99.7% or whatever. But the bottom line is it's not 100%. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's nothing new. You know, I mean, like, you know, I think all of us can relate to it. Basically, these people will be around us, you know, and hee-hee and ha-ha for laughs and giggles and to make them feel good. But then, you know, when it comes to their own progression, they got to throw us under the bus. Outsiders, like I said once again, outsiders, Wolfpack doesn't have to kick nobody down, you know what I'm saying, unless we choose to, you know what I'm saying, to get where we need to go, you know what I'm saying. Now, we will move you out the way if we have to, but, you know, we don't have to kick people down, you know what I'm saying, or step on people.
No, yeah.
And some people, that's how they have to, you know, handle their business, so. You know, I really feel sorry for people like that because eventually somebody's going to do the same thing that you've been doing to everybody else. So, you know, but, yeah, you know, that is that fine print shit. You know, you really have to watch out, you know, for people like that because they'll try to play you. And, you know, you could be like Ronnie, you might get burnt.
And your thought in this situation, I'm pretty sure, you know, I know you've been dealing with it. We talked about this. You actually have been dealing with the, you know, when it comes to the friend stuff, you know, family, obviously with the fine print, you know, and, you know, talk a little bit more. You can get personal, whatever, you know what I'm saying, about how, or why do you think that, you know, people that say they have your back, you know, end up leaving, or, you know what I'm saying, want to holler at you when it's convenient for them, or want to sit up there and tell you little, you know, lies, you know what I'm saying, about shit that doesn't even mean anything. Like, you know what I'm saying, lie to you. Like, you know, first thing with the friendship is this, man. You know what I'm saying? Me and Sierra have been friends for 18 years, man. And, you know, you got to come correct with your homeboys. If you don't come correct with nobody else, come correct with the people that you know, you know what I'm saying, that you've been knowing for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Got to keep it real with them first before you can keep it real with anybody else. Keep it real with yourself. Keep it real with the people that's close to you. And then you can be able to keep it real with everybody else in the streets. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's really simple. Your thoughts on those kind of situations?
Well, I know to answer the first question on why people, do what they do, like they say, you know, they have your back, blah, blah, blah. I just know that what I've learned in my short 21 years is that people take advantage of genuine people, people who are big-hearted, who will give you, like, the shirt off of their back, like, if you really, really, really need it, you know what I mean? People who are, like, selfless and put other people before other people. So, like, with my situation, that's what I've come to realize. That was my epiphany on the whole thing. I was like, okay, the reason why this person has me around in their life is because I benefit them, because I'm so genuine, because I'm, like, no bullshit type of person. Like, I tell you how it is, and, you know, that's what they need, because maybe that's all they've been surrounded by was people who, you know, are with the fake shit. And as soon as they find someone that, oh, this person's actually real and genuine, let me latch onto them like a leech and, you know, get what I can, since, you know, I'm not used to this shit, and just, you know, get whatever I can for however long as I can until I can't get it anymore. And that's just how it works. It's just when you're a genuine person, man, you just attract all these. It's like, I guess the way I can explain it is like, it's like you're a pot of honey, and you're attracting all these bees, you know what I mean? And the bees are like the fake people and the backstabbers and the fine print shit and whatever, and the genuine person is that honeypot, because you're so, you know, sweet and desirable to everyone else because you're something that's so pure and that's kind of lost in the world, and not to get too deep, but something that everyone wants, but, you know, it's just, so yeah, and I've learned that just to be vigilant and be wary of everyone, like just to keep my eyes open and just, you know, note things down. Like when people lie to me, like I don't say anything, I just note it down just to let myself know, okay, you cannot trust this person, you can't give your, you know, you can't invest your time too much in this person, like set boundaries or start to phase away from this person because they're not good for you, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's a tiring process, but yeah, man. Just the way it works, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it really is a tiring process. You know, people just don't keep it real no more. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Long Wolf and I have talked about this in other episodes that people doesn't, you know, we had an episode on people not keeping it real, you know, with the whole Halloween habit, which I thought that whole month, you know, was an awesome month in my opinion, because, you know, it just got out. It just, you know, we let the cat out of the bag on that, you know, we went in everything that was going on. And, you know, I mean, and what makes you, don't be afraid to cut people off. If you feel like that's a, you know, a bad situation, or, you know what I'm saying, they're using you for their own benefit, then, you know, cut them off.
And I'm good.
Family, you know, aunts, uncles, whoever.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead, Tia.
My bad. Yeah, I was just saying that I've been guilty of not cutting people off because, you know, I'm so, you know, such a, you know, inviting person. Like, I don't want to let anyone down that, you know, I don't like cutting people off because I don't want them to feel, you know, unwanted or like they're not, you know, good enough to be friends with me, you know, shit like that. So I am guilty of that. Well, I can relate to people that don't want to cut people off.
Right.
Yeah, I just want to say that's why it's good to have guests on the show and to have you on the show, Ev, because you're like the total opposite of me, because fuck y'all niggas, I'll cut your ass off. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas want to fight me. What's up, nigga? 2-1 style. I throw that jab, nigga. Y'all niggas is weak. I'm going to put it on the shirt. Niggasweak.com. Fuck y'all niggas, man. Y'all niggas is doing petty shit. I need to get on this big picture shit and get on this real shit and quit playing with your dick under the covers. Bad-ass niggas with your weak ass. Tired of y'all niggas. I get on my damn nerves. You know what I'm saying? Fucking monkeys.
And guys, I mean, there you have it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's, like I said, I don't know how many times I gotta tell y'all, Wolf Nation, these problems that y'all having could be easily taken care of by just cutting these buzzers off. You gotta get rid of the buzzers, man. You know what I'm saying? Them buzzers will bring you down. You know what I'm saying? All that weight that you carrying, you gotta let it go, man. Drop that shit off in the country somewhere. Shit, my girlfriend Chrissy, she'll show you what to drop that shit off, all that damn fucking milky cows that she be doing up there. Shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
life is too short to be miserable, man.
Oh, yeah,
life is too short to be miserable or being in a situation that doesn't serve you any purpose. If it doesn't serve you any purpose other than negativity and misery, you need to get away from it. It doesn't matter who it's with or where it's at. It's not going to help you in life. It's only going to bring you down, you know, so.
Yeah, just get rid of it.
Yeah, it's going to end up costing you money in the long run because then you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to spend money on a psychiatrist to get checked because you think you got a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When that problem could have just been handled by you cutting that person off. You know what I'm saying? That simple, you know. So, you know, I mean, Wolf Nation, you know, we're going to come with these real episodes every Thursday. Y'all know how we do, man. I mean, this is not new news, y'all. You know, New Year 2016, real life situations on Thursday is my favorite. We got Ebbs on this show. Appreciate Ebbs, a.k.a. X Creed, coming on the show. King KO, who he said, self proclaimed Hall of Fame guy.
You know.
You know, so, you know what I'm saying? Huh?
So, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, if anything else, Longwood? Anything else you want to add? X Creed, anything you want to add before we get out of here?
No, just thanks for having me, guys. Once again, man, so gracious with your time.
Hey, no problem, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, yeah. I mean, like I said, you're the only one that really comes through, man, and you know, shares your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and like I said, you can say whatever you want. Regardless, I mean, you know, we don't always agree, but, you know, we do respect each other's opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And, you know, you create the balance on the show. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Thank you, sir.
You know, I think that's about it, people. You know, Wolf Nation, we'll see y'all next week real quick. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Instagram page, Wolfpack_TV. We got a lot of lights coming up. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to let your voice be heard. Hit us up, air code 713-955-0733, Wolfpack TV, Long Wolf, Big Bad Wolf, X Creed, we in the building. Long Wolf, check us out, that's the show, bro.
Everybody says.
N-W-O. We out, Wolfpack for life.
Later.
We out, peace.